I'm Justin. I'm going to go over some nutritional aspects of algae. Could be anywhere from one extreme to another extreme as far as strains go. As far as I know, algae is one of the most exciting and most living up to its hype vegan sources that are going to be available here in the next 20 to 30 years. All the nutrients, all the vitamins and minerals you can uptake from this type of food are pretty much unlimited. It has pushed the limits, pushed the boundaries. It is a whole food as well. You can eat the whole entire cell of the algae. Not even just if you were to have a plant and have, you know, the branch or have the stalk. You can, it's like, you know, you can't even just have the leaf or the stalk. And now you're talking, we're having the whole cell here. So, anything you would like to know and anything you need to know is what I'm going to be going over on my channel. So, here we are again. I'm Justin Hutton here. Today I'm going to be going over the nutritional aspects of algae. One thing you might really want to know about it is it has one of the most strong antioxidants in history, which is known as astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is a red pigment from algae. Fun fact is the reason why salmon is its color is because of this astaxanthin. It is a very strong pigment. It also defends and pushes away any foreign substances or any foreign things that could eat this algae. It protects it or hardens the cell. It's kind of like if you were to think about something related to that, you know, think about our skin. It's really good for the skin and how it protects us. Think about our skin and how it protects us from any outside substances as far as bugs or the sun rays. This is what this astaxanthin does. It's not even just as a tablet. It can be taken as a cosmeceutical. Cosmeceuticals are like lotion or oils you can put on your body. But astaxanthin, you can get it from Haemonococcus pluvialis. Haemonococcus pluvialis is a algae cell from a chlorophyceae. If I pronounce that correctly, branch of algae. It's a green, starts off green and then it goes off red because of nitrogen stresses or salt or pH stresses that are applied to it. It turns red. And when it turns red, this is normally the stage of harvest. And we must break down the cell and crack the cell. Break it down so we can uptake these nutrients. Another important part of nutrition and algae is the lipids and the omega-3 oils. One of these main sources of this is Nanochloropsis scottitana or any other excess strain of Nanochloropsis. As if there were any vegetable or any strain, if you have one of it, there's more than likely varieties and different segments. As far as you know, the tree of life and nature, everything branches off from one thing to another. But anyway, omega-3 oils, omega-6s, omega-9s. Omega-3s are this thing called eicosapentaenoic acid or decahexaenic acid. These are omega-3s and omega-6s. And we need, as humans, we need long chain omega fatty acids, and we're really the only thing that really needs a lot of these. Humans need long chain. And we also have short chain fatty acids as well that are in this algae. Omegas help us with things like heart health or, you know, our brain health. Brain health is, you know, is our functioning brain, cognitive, memory, you name it. Anything to deal with the brain, omegas helps with. Eicosapentaenoic decahexaenic acid. What else? Deptahexaenic acid. There's many other various things, etc. that deal with omegas. You probably heard of fish oils. A lot of these algae are replacing fish oils because, you know, fish oils have that smell. Because fish naturally have that ripe, very thing that it's known for. If you've had sushi before, you know that fish reeks. It has its own pigments in it that give it the smell. So algae, we will be replacing fish oil in the next couple years here. Brands as far as Iwi Algae, many others, Tesla also has made its brand for omega-3s and omega-6s. Another thing that's important to know in this field of algae is the proteins and beta carotenes and the beta glucans. These are from the strains of algae Dunalela salina and Eugelina gracilis. All these help with skin. Because if you've had carrots, you know carrots have beta carotene on that help with skin, help give us their skin tone with the orange pigment, orange hue that's in there, which is very well known for the nutrient beta carotene. Carotenoids help protect us with our skin and help protect and immunomodulators and help our immune system function fully. That even ties back to astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, as I was talking about, which I related to, which is immune system function. Immune system helps protect us from diseases and any other sicknesses as far as any fevers, any colds,